Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home in around 5 minutes or less. Here are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of March 21st, 2023. Utah police shoot and kill an alleged sovereign citizen during a traffic stop. The man behind the 2017 vehicle-ramming terrorist attack in New York receives a life sentence. An American working at a UK security agency is attacked. And racially motivated violent extremists pose the greatest risk to the U.S. So let's get right into it. Police officers in Utah shot and killed an alleged sovereign citizen during a traffic stop March 2nd, according to multiple media reports. Police initially stopped Chase Allen, 25, in Farmington, Utah, for displaying an illegal license plate on the vehicle he was driving. The plate reportedly had the letters ASN, which authorities believe is an acronym for American State National, a term sovereign citizens subscribe to. When asked to provide registration, Allen said, quote, "I don't need registration and I don't answer questions," end quote. He reportedly refused to cooperate when asked to provide identification, citing legal arguments for his refusal, and again when the officer asked him to vacate the vehicle. When an officer tried to physically remove him from the vehicle, another officer reported to have spotted Allen reaching toward a gun holster on his person and yelled, quote, "gun, gun, gun," end quote. Police shot into the vehicle a dozen times, according to reports, and authorities accounted for a gun being partially visible on the floor of the front driver's seat following the shooting. A former assistant U.S. attorney who has prosecuted cases involving people associated with the sovereign citizen movement said Allen had, quote, "all the telltale signs," end quote, of being part of the sovereign citizen movement. Police previously arrested Allen in 2022 and charged him with disorderly conduct, interfering with an officer, disrupting a meeting, possession of burglary tools, and failure to disclose identity. ISIS-inspired homegrown violent extremist Saifullah Saipov will spend life in prison for a deadly truck attack on a New York City bicycle path October 31st, 2017, after a jury failed to deliver a unanimous death penalty verdict March 13th, media outlets reported. In January, the same jury convicted Saipov, 35, an Uzbekistan native and resident of Paterson, New Jersey, on 28 charges, including murder in aid of racketeering and supporting a terrorist organization. Nine of those charges carried the possibility of the death penalty. Death penalty decisions must be unanimous. Eight individuals died in the attack, which also injured 18 others. The jury did not unanimously find that Saipov represented a future danger or would likely commit attacks of violence while in prison. UK counterterrorism policing agents charged a man with attempted murder for the March 9th alleged stabbing of a U.S. intelligence agent working at government communications headquarters, an intelligence, cyber, and security agency in the United Kingdom. Joshua Bowles, 29, of Melwyn News, Cheltenham, attacked the unnamed victim as she sat in her car in a leisure center car park 3 miles from her workplace. According to local reports, the pair were arguing in the vehicle before the incident. Following the stabbing, the woman managed to exit the car and eventually received transport to a nearby hospital, where medical staff treated her for serious injuries. It's unclear if the woman knew the attacker, and authorities have not yet linked the suspect to any terrorist group. Officials said the woman was working a tour of duty at the British Agency, which is the United Kingdom's counterpart to the U.S. National Security Agency. According to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence's 2023 Annual Threat Assessment of the U.S. intelligence community, international terrorism remains a persistent and evolving threat to U.S. individuals and interests at home and abroad, with threat actors and cells adhering to ISIS and Al-Qaeda ideologies, while racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists pose the most lethal threat to U.S. individuals, facilities, and interests. The report, released on March 8th, examines the sum of intelligence gathered and offers a forecast of the most serious threats the U.S. faces for the coming year. At a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines focused largely on China, along with Russia, regarding its war with Ukraine. However, she said that despite major leadership losses for ISIS and Al-Qaeda in 2022, the two terrorist groups remain committed to attacking U.S. interests. However, that threat is greatest in the regions where the group's affiliates operate rather than in the U.S. homeland, Haines added. ISIS's ideology and propaganda, she explained, almost certainly will continue to inspire attacks in the West, including in the United States. Haynes noted that Iran also continues to be a threat to the U.S. directly and via proxy attacks. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.